Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a woman holding onto a car being driven on McKinleyville streets on Tuesday morning. When deputies spotted the car being driven by the 63-year-old father of the woman holding onto the top of the Honda sedan, he initially refused to pull over. When he did, deputies spoke with the woman on top of the car, the driver's 24-year-old daughter, who reported the car belonged to her 18-year-old sister, who was leaving for school today. The father didn't want the daughter taking the car with her, so he grabbed the keys and started driving away. That's when the daughter jumped onto the roof. The father said he knew his daughter was on the roof, so he drove slowly, and that he initially ignored the patrol car because he didn't want to pull over on a busy street. The father was detained and was later taken for a mental health evaluation, and the car was returned to its rightful owner. Fire crews have made good progress battling the wildfire outside of Weaverville. The fire has burned just under 600 acres and stands at 85% containment. Personnel are being released from the Oregon fire, and just under 1,000 remain on scene. Evacuation orders have been lifted, but smoke from the blaze continues to affect communities in the area, including Willow Creek and Hoopa. Further to the east, the July complex of fires has scorched more than 35,000 acres, and smoke from that collection of blazes is affecting air quality in the region as well. Evacuation orders for residents in the area have been lifted, although others remain under evacuation advisories. More than 1,200 personnel are assigned to the blaze, and officials are aiming for full containment by the weekend. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Oryx spotted a vehicle being driven in an erratic fashion and initiated a traffic stop on Highway 101 on Monday night. The deputy contacted the driver, 39-year-old Colfax resident Brian Keith McFetridge, and found that he was on active probation and was driving on a suspended license. The deputy said he smelled the odor of marijuana and asked McFetridge if he was transporting. McFetridge allegedly told the deputy he had a small amount of loose weed and he also had a prescription for its use. The deputy searched the 1999 Chevy Monte Carlo and found 14 pounds of processed and packaged bud, and McFetridge was arrested and booked into county jail. Trail supporters are excited now that the California Transportation Commission has approved grants totaling more than $5 million for the trail projects around Humboldt Bay. The city of Eureka received $2.5 million for the Eureka Waterfront Trail, and the Humboldt Bay Trail from Eureka to Arcata received $3.1 million in funding. Construction on the new trail could begin in 2015. The trail from Eureka to Arcata will cost a total of $5.5 million and will feature a Class 1 bikeway, which is a paved two-directional path separated from streets and highways that will accommodate both pedestrians and cyclists. Arcata City Council member Susan Ornelas said in a statement that the trail has been in the works for 10 years and is the number one desired pedestrian bicycle project in the county. In addition to funding for Eureka and Arcata, Fortuna also received nearly $1 million for its Safe Routes to School program as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The flags flying outside of all the City of Eureka's buildings will be flown at half-staff through Friday in honor of Eureka native Sergeant Christopher Mullally. Mullally, a 2006 graduate of Eureka High, was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, as a member of the 1st Cavalry Division, and died on August 22nd. His death was non-combat related and occurred in Afghanistan. Mullally's death is under investigation by the Army. Mullally has served in both Iraq and Afghanistan and leaves behind a wife and two children. The Eureka City Council will meet in a special meeting with the Eureka Planning Commission on Thursday at 4 o'clock in Council Chambers. The two agenda items are a discussion of the homelessness policy paper and planned changes in how the city and its public services are dealing with the issue and an update on the city's general plan update. The policy paper deals with short, mid, and long-term goals and the steps the city and its residents can take to reduce homelessness. The city has worked closely with the county on the issue, and public input is being solicited. For more information, contact the city clerk's office. The new school year has opened for the majority of students in Humboldt County, and the County Department of Public Health has issued a reminder to parents to get their children vaccinated. Vaccines for polio, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, as well as for chickenpox and hepatitis B, are required. And new state regulations mean that parents who wish to exempt their children from the vaccines due to personal beliefs must have a statement from their primary health care practitioner. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.